The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
It's Friday, so that means we must have Jay the Red and Gary the Blue. Morning, lads.
Morning, lads.
Morning,
boys.
Morning to you. Plenty to debate. Glad to have you both on. Thanks very much indeed. Jay, got to start with you because obviously we haven't spoken to you since the unfortunate defeat in the Champions League final. I take it you were out there.
Yeah, I went. It was a fantastic trip with all the lads, but shame about the results. The only the mark, the stain, if you like, on the weekends. But as we can tell, the progress is there for Liverpool. And if you look back to likely in 2007 when we lost the European Cup final, it was a little bit of turmoil when Rafa Benitez was calling out the owners, Hicks and Gillette at the time. But this time around, it's totally different. Liverpool, you can see the strides that are being made, and the progress is there, so we're just looking forward to next season now.
Yeah, things do feel different, don't they? There's a real air of positivity, isn't there, around the club?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't want to harp on about hard luck stories, but in the final, if you look at it, Mo Salah's not been injured all season in any game of football, and then he gets injured after half an hour, and it just swung the momentum in Real Madrid's favour, really, and it was a tall order after that. And let's be honest, the two mistakes by the goalkeeper were just sickening, really. And I do worry for the lad, because I don't know how he's going to recover from that, because I think Jürgen Klopp's the type of manager, isn't he, where he's not going to throw him under the bus. He's a great manager, so he will look after him. But I just think mentally he might struggle now, because when you're in the biggest game of your career and you make two mistakes like that, which cost your club a European Cup final, it's absolutely disastrous, really. Fantastic goal by Gareth Bale. You can't take that away from him. But it was just a little bit frustrating. Liverpool had a fantastic campaign in the European Cup and just failed at the final hurdle. A bit of a shickener, really.
Yeah, certainly was. Just tell us what the atmosphere was like, though, out there. The whole event was, one to look back on with a little bit of pride from the fans' perspective.
Yeah, it was absolutely superb. I mean, the setup was great. I mean, it was expensive to get over there, but Shevchenko Park, it was fantastic. It was literally 10-minute walk from the stadium. Everything about it was fantastic. As I said, I wouldn't change it for the world, but for the fact that, the results, the game was just a little bit of a shocker for us, really. But, it was a fantastic trip, and who doesn't want to do that with their mates, go abroad,
exactly.
Like you're going to a festival, and it's a cup final, and all that, see your team play, and just unfortunately we couldn't win it.
Great event for the fans, and credit to them for getting out there. Gary, I suppose you on Saturday had the tapas out, the Rioja and the Real Madrid shirt on, did you?
You know what, Alan? I had the Real Madrid t-shirt on. I was at a barbecue, a family barbecue with 27 Reds and me. So so yeah, I did. But there was no cheering for me like when they scored, obviously. Because I'd have hated it the other way around. But, let's be honest, we're rivals. I didn't want Liverpool to win. But there was no way I was cheering when Madrid scored goals.
But you had a wry smile on your face.
I had a wry smile, yeah. Let's put it that way.
Now, you got a big smile on your face this morning because Everton have finally appointed a manager. I say finally, I suppose it was inevitable, wasn't it, that Marco Silva was going to be the man. Is he the right man for you?
He's got to be the right man now, Al. There's no going back. It wasn't a problem for me appointing Marco Silva. I don't think we're big enough at this moment in time to appoint anyone of a higher calibre, I don't think. The other names that you would potentially look at maybe would have been Eddie Howe. All these top European managers, I don't know whether we're big enough to attract them at this moment in time. So what we've got to do now is just be positive and get behind him. He's our manager now. He's a young European manager. And we've got to get behind him 100%.
Yeah.
And see where we go. I think most Evertonians now are optimistic, given that we've got a new manager, we've got a new director of football, and it's onwards and upwards.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes, haven't there, behind the scenes, and it does feel as though the club are taking a turn towards improving matters, not just on the field, but off it as well.
Yeah. As I say, there's been some changes in the board as well. So, we can only be optimistic at this point. We don't want to get carried away, but we can only hope that these changes are a positive for the football team, and I'm sure they will be. I'm quite impressed with this Brands, who's come in as director of football.
He's got a track record, hasn't he?
Yeah. So, you know, and Marco Silva's worked as director of football previously. So let's just see what happens. It's a big summer. That we need as many outgoings as we need incomings, to be honest with you, with the squad. So
that is the case. And talking of incomings, Jay, Liverpool haven't wasted any time, have they, bringing in players to strengthen the squad? Fabinho won, Naby Keita's on the way, so all looking rosy in the Red Garden.
Yeah, I think it was the boost that we needed, really. Fabinho shining, come out the blue, really, didn't it, as well? Many people knew about it. I mean, by all accounts, the deal was wrapped up on, I think it was the 4th or 5th of May, so he kept that one quiet, and that's the way things should be done, really. Kept in-house, and all the media, you know, shouldn't be involved in it, all the rumours that go round and stuff like that. So, you know, it was a nice little boost for us, and I think he's a fantastic player. It's been well documented that Manchester United have been following for a couple of years now, and, you know, it's what we need in the middle of the park. Obviously, with Keita coming as well, that's one area where Liverpool are quite weak, I think, and, you know, you could see it in the final, really, Real Madrid in the second half, control the midfield area, and Liverpool couldn't get near them, and that's why we need extra bodies in there, and getting Keita and now Fabinho, two top signings, really, and hopefully more to come. And Liverpool are after Fekir, aren't they, the French fella.
Would you take him?
I mean, he's a classy footballer, isn't he? So, you know, I think the price is being talked about around about £60 million. Seems a lot of money, but in this day and age, it's the type of money you've got to pay to get these players, and Liverpool want to try and get it wrapped up before the World Cup, I believe, because if he does have a good World Cup, it could put another £10 million on his price tag. But, you know, I can't see him starting for France anyway, so it shouldn't really be an issue. But, you know, I don't think they're the easiest to deal with, Leon, in terms of, like, negotiating a transfer. So the president seems to be quite difficult to negotiate with. But, you know, like I say, he looks a top player. And again, that's another midfield player, but more of an attacker midfield player. So if we can get him on board as well, it's a great start.
I mean, is it an area that Liverpool need to look to, talking about, you know, a central striker, given the fact that three players netted 20 goals plus last season, which is quite incredible?
Yeah, I don't think we will be signing a striker because it's clear to see. I don't think he had the best of games in the final for me, you know, but it's clear to see that Klopp loves him and the work ethic that he's got, and he knits the team together. I think with Fekir as well, he can play as a false nine. He can also play the number 10 role. So I think the idea behind signing him would be that he could also help Firmino in that sense, you know, give him a blow or, you know, obviously cover his position. So, you know, obviously it's all about building a squad now. You'd only have to go back to the final when Liverpool got an injury to Salah. We brought on Lallana and it just didn't work. Whereas Real Madrid changed and brought on Gareth Bale, and he scored two goals, and one of them was a world-class goal. So but that's the difference. Liverpool need to build a squad because our first 11 is very good, but the squad's like being found wanting a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah. Gary, shirt sales are booming in Turkey, apparently. Is Cenk Tosun going to lead the Everton line throughout the course of next season? Is he the main man for the Blues up front?
Possibly, I don't know. Obviously, it all depends on what business is done during the summer. We definitely need to strengthen up front. We can't just rely on him and Dominic Calvert-Lewin. We don't know what's happened with Nias. I don't think Nias will...
Well, Marco Silva had him at Hull, didn't he, for a while?
Yeah. I was just going to say, I mean, he brought him in at Hull, didn't he? So it depends on what happens in the summer. I personally think they need another quality striker up there. Brought in, but I do see him getting a lot of game time, and I think the more game time you see from him, the better he will become. He took his goals well the other night for Turkey in that friendly. He's got quality. So
where else would you be looking to strengthen?
Definitely. Silva's style of player, as I say, you know, we've got to put an identity on our squad, our team now. And we haven't got the personnel to play pressing football. So we probably need players all over the park. I think we need another one, probably two quality midfielders to come in. And we definitely need a left-back and a centre-half. So there's a lot of business to be done to improve us. And I said the other week, it won't be done in one summer transfer window.
No. So we have to give Marcel Brands and Marco Silva a couple of transfer windows at least to get things in order. Yeah.
Definitely.
Makes sense. Great stuff, Gary. Jay, there's a game at Anfield Sunday. Are you going? Brazil, Croatia. See a few of your lads, or are they all having a rest?
No, to be honest, I was going to go to it, but I can't make it. I've got a hospital appointment, so I can't go. But it's a little bit disappointing, really, because I would have liked to have gone. Going to be a good atmosphere, won't it? Mm. I think they're saying to put the, if you want to follow Brazil, go into the Kop, and if you want to follow Croatia, go into the Anfield Road. Then, so it's just trying to separate the fans. But no, it's a good little World Cup warm up, isn't it? I mean, I'm not massively into international football, but it would be nice to see Brazil at Anfield.
Yeah, it would indeed. Okay, thanks very much, Gary. You've got to wait till August the 4th. Everton at home against Valencia. That would be a decent pre-season friendly, but it's what happens the following week onwards that counts, isn't it?
Absolutely, but I think prior to that, I think most supporters will be interested as to what's happening in the weeks before that. Mm. You know, every supporter looks forward to the start of the season, so we can't be any worse the way we play. And, you know, you look at 8th and how we finished 8th, I'll never know. I really couldn't. The quality of the Premier League must be abysmal for us to finish 8th. But, you know, I think everyone will be looking with optimism towards next season, and as I say, the club season, you know, what business we're going to do and what we're going to bring in.
Spot on. Okay, lads, thanks very much indeed for your company this morning. Great to hear from you. Enjoy your weekend.
The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.